A person needs a garment for yomtiv. If he's unprofessional in this matter, he's not proficient in this malach of making garments. So he can make the beged in a normal fashion. If he is a professional in this matter, raise the oyster. So my said that he has to do it in an unprofessional way. Tahino shiasa tefiras rechavis. He has to make wide stitches. Matirachas lamala b'achas lamata kashina akelav. He has to do what the Gemara calls kashina akelav, which means they're not in a straight row, but they're out of order, higher and lower. Everybody should be machmer because most people know how to make a straight stitch, and therefore they should be careful not to do. Maybe they're considered an omen for this purpose. Therefore, they should do it and be machmer to do it with like shinei akelav and rechavos. So sometimes they got to be hit melech Shabbos. A shinoi is. If you hold the utensil in an abnormal fashion, even though the result is standard, that's called a valid shini. But over here, we need a shinui hanikar. So the result has to be different. Not enough that he holds the needle in a strange way, that the actual stitching has to look different. Okay. Mishnah Berurah Katan Yud Gimel. So a person who needs a garment for yomtiv. So the case is the person really needed a garment. This garment tore, he had nothing else to wear, so he needs a garment for the yomtiv. Let's say the following scenario: Tinuk Shanela Bechag, a child was born, and also he wants to make a beged to wear for the bris milah, like something nice at bris milah, as opposed to wrapping him up in. Diapers, you know, whatever they usually do, blankets. Also, last is like begadim chadashim b'moyed l'mulah, so you can't make special begadim to use for the bris milah. Well, make it tzarcha moyed l'chobet aviv lisa oser l'milah. It's not considered tzarcha moyed that they'd be able to carry the child in some nice garment as opposed to just yachol karcha bechaticha shiroyin. You can wrap the child up in a piece of shiroyin Shiroyin is like a nice silk satin type of a garment. You can make it look nice. Wrap up in a nice piece of satin. But you don't need to make a beged. So there's no real need. So it's also. So that's going to be also even my sehed. It's not tzarech hamoyed. The Chayyarim presents the following question. He needs to sew something. He doesn't have thread to sew with. Are you allowed to spin thread, make the thread for the purpose of sewing? That's called Tzarech HaMoyed. It's two steps back. In other words, You need the garment, so you're going to sew. You need the thread to be able to sew, so you know. So how far back do you go? Hedyed and a moyer, simen echazu. The truth is, those things go together. A person is a hedyed is a person who's not moyer by some malacha. The language of the Shulchan Aruch says, im hoya hedyed, ben a moyer by some malacha. So for our purposes, the two of them are synonymous. So really, the stam. Uman moyer. In general, a person is an uman, can do it quickly. And a person can't do it quickly, usually because he's not an uman. Okay? And we call Mishudei al-Hitzi, Maloy Machat, Bebas Achas. So, Mishudei al-Chavan, Imra, Biswas Chalukoy, Suen al-Machlal, Hedjet al-Uman, Medidik al-Kameh. So he gives you two tests of things which were indicative of something which an Uman was able to do, which a Hedyot wasn't able to do. I guess my Hedyotis allows me to say I do not know exactly what they are, because I'm a hedget. I'm a hedget in many ways, but here for sure. So he's able to do maloy machad bebasachas. So I think what he's going to do is he's going to, what does he would do? He would stitch multiple stitches with the needle still in, and then pull a thread through multiple stitches at one time. So apparently an Uman was able to do that, and that was a quicker way of doing it, and the hedget is not. Or and the other thing is, if you can put an imra b'sas kaluka, imra was like a edging. He would sew in a nice edging at the end of the... so the... To be mechavan, the imra means to get it straight. And I also could put on an edging on the end of my garment, but sometimes it'll stick out more, sometimes it'll stick out less. The Uman gets it straight, it comes out looking right. So
isn't
an
imra a hem?
It's like a hem, but I think it also means like you would add a more uses it to an edging which you would put on, which would be at the edge, so it looks like it's like a hem. Okay, so he's dinam an Uman. So once he's dinam an Uman, so he has to do it dafka tfiras v'chobis and the achas demala v'achas demata. Comes the Ramal and Moses, everybody should be machmer. Chol adam yachmer latzim kiroi b'nei adam yachalim lahotzi m'loi machmer v'basachas v'hem b'chal Uman. So since the Moor says the test is this stitching process, which I'm not sure exactly what it is, but which most people are able to do, the Mishnah Berurah says. So if so, most people have a dinam an Uman, and a dinam an Uman, they have to do the shinui. And the shinui has to be a shinui hanikr, tezayin. Hanashiyah nikr batfira, it has to appear differently in the actual sewing, atzma, v'loy binyanachar. It's not enough that you're doing the malacha in an abnormal fashion. You're holding the needle in a funny way, whatever it is. The result has to look different. Okay. Now, but the ben lehedya shows so sold kedarka. The ben lumen shows so ma'ase hedya. Whether it's a hedya from doing it the normal way or the woman doing it in a unprofessional way. And in what the kim kashoy so sold laatzmoi, he's doing it for his own personal need. Oh, b'shalacherim, or for other people, but b'chinam, he's doing it for free, not for schar. Abaga osho so b'shriel acherim b'schar. Osir, af shula tzarcha mayit. In the case he's doing it for business purposes, so now he takes on a different isser. It's the isser of that chazal were matam malacha. The purpose of malacha was the tzarcha mayit. Over here, your focus is not the tzarcha mayit. Your focus is the money. Or the isser is up to the chol, possibly. But the igrish isser is because it's no longer tzarcha. The focus is no longer tzarcha mayit. The focus now is business. The only exception being. Absolutely, even though there is a tzarcha moyed involved, but that's not your focus. The only exception is if you're talking about a poel who doesn't know what to eat. So chazal were matter him to do work in order to be able to get what to eat for tzarcha moyed. So that's the only exception. Otherwise, doing a maskara is also. Now, take a look over here in Chaf Hey. In Shartzi in Chaf Hey, he says so that b'schar is also imloy bebegat shukaru b'yosu. Unless we're talking about a garment which is very, very, significantly torn significantly. And he needs to wear it. That's all he has available to wear. And what nature is, once it's torn already, and he's going to wear it, it's going to tear more, to the point where it will not be salvageable. And it's the only garment. He needs this garment to use in cholamoyed. Whereas he can't say, let's put it away after the yomtiv, and it shouldn't tear because you put it away because he needs it to wear it. That's the case of davar avid already. He needs to wear it. If he doesn't wear it, and if he wear, as by wearing it, it'll cause it to be damaged to the point where it's to be permanent. So it's double rubbish. You're going to lose the garments. So over there, there's a mutter the second ayale acherim biskar kilkamon besimin tovkuf and base of alapago. So we're going to see when we get to the next simon that a chiddush that in the case of double rubbish is mutter. It's even allowed to do biskar. So more in next page over in dalam and aleph that. So Mishnah Berurah does point out over there, if you have an option of doing an Ayyadei Akum, you should do an Ayyadei Akum. If not, but it's Chazal when they're matter Dabra Oved is mutter even for money. So that would be the case where over here Schar would be mutter, but for the case of the Heter Sarach HaMoyed, so Sarach HaMoyed is not mutter if it's done for money. So now, one of the questions which comes up: if the tefillah has to be done in a way which the result is nicker, that it's an admirable fashion. So one of the common issues is sewing a button back on. There's very little way to sew a button back on that shouldn't look like a button sewn back on. You can sew a hem, and you can sew it in a way which it looks different. It's wide stitches, etc. But a button is a button. Once the button's back on, it's back on. So it's very difficult to sew a button back on in an unprofessional fashion. There's nothing to do about that. So what do you do with that situation? So he brings over in the Mice of Dirshu that he brings from that. So Rav Ozer suggests that you sew back on a little bit off from the right correct spot. So that'll be the shini nicker, that a little bit off, and after the yump, if you want to correct it, you correct it back to the right spot. But the shini nicker would be that if the button belongs here, you move it here a little bit, so it's off of the spot.
It's okay if your wife notices it, but you wouldn't notice it?
Well, if it's off?
She'll notice things that I wouldn't notice.
That probably is okay. That's
she's the one who's sewing the button.
But she's the one who's the woman. That, I don't know, see, it used to be, if you look at the Chol HaMoed Sefer, it assumes women have a din of an woman when it comes to sewing. And it assumes that men it's questionable. Some don't. Nowadays, I'm sure a lot of women don't. Are not this.
And a lot of men tailors.
Yeah, the tailors are tailors. I'm saying
it's an Uman.
Used to be a big Jewish profession.
Right. Schneider.
A Schneider. Okay. But nowadays I can't tell you that you can assume automatically women are have a din of Uman when it comes to sewing nowadays. Like, where's my wife? Is used to make her own clothes sometimes, my daughter's not doing that. Maybe eventually, but not at this point in her life yet. He brings over Yasha, where Yasha said that's a problem. So if you can't do it in a way which is nicker, that if there's a shinus, so you can't do it. So Yasha held with Taka also to sew it back on. Unless it's the case of the bra, but if you don't sew the button back on, the garment would impact the garment negatively, etc. But without the bra, that's a sarach hamoyed. So you can't do it in ma'isumin. There's no way to do it with a shini nicker. You can't do it. Okay.
So is it Schneider's Yiddish for?
If you can afford it, is it better to buy another garment?
Buying a mother's garment is always preferred in these things, yes. As we had that before, Mishra mentioned that before. If you have an option to buy another one, you can buy another one. Fine. Now, let's see what's the other thing I'm doing. There's a lot over here. Okay. So here's where the halacha is. In the cases where you're allowed to do malacha for somebody else, but you can't do it for business purposes to make money. Afilo malacha is a mutaris, Mechaber says, Sif Aleph. And a mutaris lasos in ela la'atzmoi, either for yourself or lacherim, or for other people, but bechinam for free, for no charge. To do it for money is aser. Miu, If what the arrangement is that he eats by your table as a payment, so that's not really nicker what you're doing. You know, he's joining you for the Yantav Suda. So that's the schar. So that's going to be mutter. Comes to Ramoha, Hagoa. But Davra Obed mutter lasso is a fila b'schar kotzev. However, Davra Obed is mutter to do for schar, and that's what we just saw in the Mishabura before. So the Mishabura is a cotton aleph, malachas and mutaris, kigayin, kodabra shulu tzarech amoyed, the boy shinui, anything which is het al tzarech amoyed, which is, so we remat it in a way which you do with it, not in the normal fashion. Or v'chein hedid hetir lo let litzur kedark, or a hedid which he's allowed to do it in the normal fashion. So those are mutter, but the only mutter, not for non skar. V'chein kama the worm she'osu mishum tircha af shenem malach mamish. That there's things which went under the heter of in general, there's an issur of tircha involved in it. They're not malach involved. So for those things, we're matter, sometimes we're matter tzarech amoyed, in case of necessity, but they're mutter b'chinam. Al-Baskar is also. Why? The fact that you're getting paid for it, that itself makes it into a weekday type of malach, action. Okay. Yeshua and Apostolim Shesover comes along the following heter. The Balabais lasses from Malacha. The Balabais cannot do the Malacha Ella Bela with rather only through these people. Feyman and Roitzim Ella Dafke Beschar. And they refuse to do it for free, which is they don't have a heter to do that, but that's the reality. So he has the Tzarech HaMoyed. He needs his fellow to do it. The fellow is only willing to do it for money. So the Baal HaBayis is allowed to hire them for money, because for him it's a Tzarech HaMoyed, so for him it's mutter. He has a right, so the Tzarech HaMoyed will override the concern of Uvda Dechol if you have no other option. It's an interesting question, because in other words, do we look at it in a certain sense? What?
It's like a stumbling block.
As a leave in the universe situation, right? The Chara, they're doing something wrong, because they should be doing it for free. So he's hiring them, facilitating them doing something wrong. If he wouldn't hire them, they wouldn't end up doing something which is wrong to do. And so it's still the... He brings it. This brings it to Ritva. Ritva says that's mutter. There's once it gets that situation, so that's your tzarech hamoyed. So it doesn't. You can't give it a full dinam and nisr. It's a chiddush.
Elabus. Chiddush that he shouldn't try to favor a guy to do it.
He should. That's for sure.
Oh, he should.
If he has an option of a,
it doesn't say that. So. It sounds like here anyway. Maybe said it before.
He said it before, right? Mr. Burr will mention it in Sifat and Hay. Tabra Oved. But he said the case where it's Mutta Tabra Oved, then you're allowed to do it for Skar also. Kemosha Tir, the Balauman Lita in Malachta, the Poyal Shen and Lamad Lecho, Afshahu Shalom the Tzarech HaMoyed, He Tir, the Balabais Kadesh, Yea, Tabra La Poyal. So, in the case where the pile needs money, he doesn't have money for the yomtiv. So he's a lot of work in order to make the money to be able to have what three yomtiv. I'm allowed to give him work, which I don't really have at tzarech hamoyed, because tzarech hamoyed, you know, I don't need this heter. Right? So what's the chiddush of the heter of pile? The chiddush of the heter of pile doesn't have what to eat, even though it's not at tzarech hamoyed. He's allowed to do work, which is not tzarech hamoyed, in order to make money. I'm allowed to give him work to do, which is not tzarech hamoyed. He should make the money. So, I mean, I'm piggybacking on his heter. even though I have no need for this at all. So I'm really having a malacha done mitzad me, which has no real heter, but I'm allowed to do it because of his need. So flip it around. So the balabais has a davar oved need. So davar oved need is a valid need, and if he's allowed to do something which is not a tzarech hamayid, but he doesn't do because of davar oved shabbat. So the pile says, you know, that I'm allowed to enjoy the benefits of your davar oved and get do my work, which I normally charge. I'm allowed to get charged for that. I am charging for work. I'm just piggybacking on your head. So much is not a tzarech hamayid. So that's the after yomtiv. So why shouldn't I charge you for it? This is not really a heter al yomtiv tegaterim. It's a heter al davar oved. So I have a right to charge just as much as you have a right to have it done. I have a right to charge for it. It's an interesting thought process. He brings it from the Gra. He says you'll have to do it even b'sar katzav. But Allah says, "Let's learn. Filo shalom the tzarcha moyed. Who my seumen? Nidlo to my seumen. It's not tzarcha moyed. You're allowed, and you're charging for it. So that's three strikes against you. It's mutter. Now, by bir locha dim yochalim say akam lezeh nochon shalom yisrael yisrael. In a case where you have a chance to hire a goy instead, you shouldn't hire a Jew for that purpose, unless the case, obviously, the case where the Jew doesn't have what to eat." But it's not a Jew who has what to eat, so I have a choice between the heter isn't tzarech hamayid. The heter is davar oved. So I have a davar oved situation, which is no tzarech hamayid b'chlal. So it comes out the only fellow is only doing it because I have a davar oved heter, so have a goy do it instead. Whereas a tzarech hamayid situation, so then Yisrael is mutter to do tzarech hamayid. Any soul is mutter tzarech hamayid. It's part of tzarech hamayid. So a Jew which is going to help another Jew do something tzarech hamayid, they don't need to find a goy instead. But a Jew that helps somebody for davar oved, if you can find a goy, you should find a goy instead. He brings the shatzin and ches. That's the bush says that same idea before. If you have a chance of a goy, you shouldn't hire a Jew. He said that would be the proper thing to do in that situation. Let's see, anything else before that we want to look at. So what about the following issue? So we've met a heter of a pel shein elam ayoichel. So he's obviously allowed to do for schar. We've met a heter of davar oved. He's allowed to do for schar. We've seen that for tzarech hamayid he's not allowed to do for schar. But in general, tzarech hamayid is limited to ma'ase hedyid. But there was a case of tzarech hamayid which ma'ase uman was mutter, and that is oichel nefesh. So do we say the same way that Eichel Nefesh is better than your standard Tzarech HaMoyed and even a Maisa Uman is permitted? So similarly, Eichel Nefesh is better than your standard Tzarech HaMoyed and it's Mutter B'Schar? Or no, it goes into the general rule that Tzarech HaMoyed is only Mutter B'Chin and not B'Schar. So the Bir Locha, if a Malacha is a Mutaris, and the first one on page 26 in the bottom, the last one on page 26, the first one on the Simon, all the way down the bottom, he says the Philip Malachas and Mutaris near the Nias died in the Bedavrashu Eichel Nefesh Mutar Leparalasus a Philip Beskar. So he says that for Eichel Nefesh purposes, it's even Mutar Beskar. Okay, so we're good. Now the only area which we haven't really discussed, which the Shartian sends you to in Sifkatan Bays, is Tzarchei Rabin. There's another heter called Tzarchei Rabin. Tzarchei Rabin Mutzah during Cholam Moed. Can you do Tzarchei Rabin Beschar? So it says in Tavkuf Memdal, he talks about that. What's the status of that? Okay. Bays Kamalach mutal asoysa yede poyo shein loy ma yechol kedei shistaker v'yavir. Any malach is mutter, even though it's not a tzarech moed b'chlal. If this is what the poyo knows how to do and he wants to do it in order to be able to make some money to have what to eat for Yom Tov. So we allow you to do any malacha. Mishra Ravav, Kol Malacha, Hanafilo Shalala Tzarech HaMayid, even a malacha which is not Tzarech HaMayid, because the hetter here is the fact that the Pel needs to do the malacha to make some money. I skipped the line. Begamli Boy Shinri, it doesn't require Shinri, Kileyav Simon Tovkov Lam Zayin, Sif Tesvav Ayin Shom. The heter is Ein Lo Mayachol, so that's a heter and it stands on its own, and there's no need to do it with a shin.
We're saying there's machlokas whether ochol nefesh is like tzorach hamoed and it couldn't be done. Or
I didn't say it's machlokas. I presented it as a question. It's better than we know that echol nefesh is better than stam sarcha moed, and it's more to even ma'ase umen, whereas stam sarcha moed is not more to ma'ase umen. So we could argue, Mishaburish, the argue is that therefore it also is more cool that you can do b'schar. Zayin, I get a pesach shein lo ma'yechol, hainu shein loy klal lechol. He doesn't have what to eat mamish, period. You know, we're talking about Ein lo mayechol, so it's not really so relevant nowadays. Alim yesh loy lechem umayim, also loy lasis malacha. So according to this pshat, having bread and water is already will make it also for him to do, unless it's a tzarech moed, whatever it is. But not the stand of malacha to make money, that's not much. Now, however, yesharman dafil yesh loy rak she'ein loy tzarech yamtiv gam kimut lasis malacha. There's some who are more lenient and say that you. Even for Tzarech Yomtiv, it's going to be Motiv. So, Mr. Brewer, the Shartzian in your base tells you it's Al Yerabba, it's the Sefer Halacha Brewer, it's also Nishma Sodom. Then he argues with the Rayas. That's the rest of that Tzivka. Okay. I'm going to rub him in the Tufel Lamadal, the Tzarech Kapanim, Lassus Pitsina, but he does need to do a Pitsina. The Raya Loyeda Shapirl Hu Ani, Hokach. The person who sees it does not know that the person is so impoverished. And he doesn't know that there's a head over here. It's not a tzarech moed. He doesn't know it's a pelshin and lo mayachol, so you stupid sin. Kamalkam im e efshir lo lasis betzina, mutal lasis befrehesia. We are making a little befrehesia in the case of necessity. Kimin she'en loy ma'alechol klal. He has nothing to eat. So the only way he can do it is befrehesia. So that's also what he needs to eat. He should be able to make money. So he needs to make money. Well, he has sell your instead of working and making money, sell. He's not to sell his property to save him from doing malacha. He has merchandise, which is. He purchased specifically for the purpose of reselling and making money, making a profit. Then sell that, make the money, and forget about doing malacha. Oid kasu, the malacha should mekabel b'shar she'en l'mayechel. Mutu l'kabel schar afilu b'hari yosu m'kdei achilasa. So I get a job, the guy gets a job, he doesn't buy much, he doesn't want to eat. So he gets a job. But the job, they're going to pay him $500 for the job. So he says, excuse me, I only need $20 to cover the cost of my yechol. So no, once you're hired, you're allowed to hire him. Let him pay him the full amount. But you can't say, well, you know, this morning I was in my yechol. So I finished the first job. So let's get a second job, because well, now you're not in my yechol anymore. Now you have what he paid you already. You have what to eat. You have what you need to be able to eat. Take a look at the Bir Halacha, Ayin Poyel. He discusses family. So this is, you know, we're talking a single guy, doesn't know what to eat. So, very clear. What about, you know, where does the family play in over here? I'm Sir Marek Ziyah. She costs the Nero Loy, Dim Yesh Loy, Isha Ubonim Ketanim. Shechai b'mezonosam. So wife and person is mechuyev to support. And young children also is a person is mechuyev to support. It's up to the age of 6 or 7. The din of the Gemara. He's allowed to work enough to take care of their needs for this day. He can't do for those people which he doesn't have a chiyuv halachically to support.
So that's over what age?
That's a big shaila. In other words, if didn't think of more than more, says after the age of 6 or 7, the person not mechuyev to support the children anymore. The Rambam has a tshuva. He says that we live in a society where there is the derech is to support till later, so it's considered the zechiyah to support even till later. Nachkamina is whether he can use meisah money for it. A person who can use meisah money to support a child who he's supporting, because he has no chiyah to support, you're allowed to use meisah money partially for that purpose. But some person you're mechuyev to support, you can't use meisah money. You can't use meisah money for anything that you're mechuyev to do. So Mershia says that in our society where the standard is to support till later, that gets halacha like a chiyuv to do, and therefore you cannot use meisah money for that purpose.
Mm-hmm. So that, I mean, that could apply to an adult son in yeshiva or something like that.
No, that you're not mechuyev to do. Right?
No, but here. I mean, he's dependent on you.
Right, but he can here you can't work in order to give him that support on Chol HaMoed. He says, they go do their own work. If they can't do their own work, let them go beg.
I'll remember that.
Okay. So that's how the Marks here understands. So Mishnah Berurah says, we'll only hear a klal. He disagrees. Now let's do this. I need to go. We'll take a look at this. We'll take a look at this Berlocha tomorrow. Interesting Berlocha.
Oh, I see. So it's not so simple.
No. When he said